This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. Take a look at the world from a hip-hop perspective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your people's Feral March. You know what it is. Queens, New York. And right now, you're listening to The Hip-Hop Show with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio. One.
FUBAR Radio. That's right, mother lovers. We are back up in your face. You're damn right. And shouts out to my man, Ian Boldsworthy. You know
Boldsworthy.
What I mean?
Boldsworthy. He don't like it when we call him Boldsworthy.
Oh, don't he?
He don't.
That's his hip-hop rap name, man. Boldsworthy.
Yeah, that's
MC Boldsworthy.
MC
you know what I mean?
Boldsworthy.
Yeah. Like, how can
it
he not...
feels intimidating, doesn't it?
It's like, right, Boldsworthy's in the... Oi, right, I heard Boldsworthy's in the house, you know. Is it? Don't lie. Like, right, bruv, I'm off. I'm just going by, yeah? I hear Boldsworthy's about to hit the mic soon.
You
still
don't
mess like.
With Boldsworthy still.
Yeah, we're Boldsworthy bowls in the place, man. Bowl out, yeah.
Enough lyrics.
Woo!
Enough lyrics to be made from MC Boldsworthy.
You are in tune to FUBAR Radio right now. This is the hip hop show.
And Boldsworthy's been looking after you for the last 2 hours, aka Ian Boldsworth.
That's right.
And this, you can listen to all the FUBAR shows on the website, so check it out. Last week, Mice, you were away.
I know, man. I missed it, innit?
Yeah,
Devastate. I heard you had Devastate.
DJ Devastator Demon Boys was in the house.
Jeez.
Shout out to Chudat, who was taking care of things in place for Mice as well. We had a lot of fun. And also we had Maceo from De La Soul interview.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Devastator and Maceo. That's like two legendary DJs right there, boy.
Proper.
From legendary groups that do some legendary shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Living legends.
Proper pioneers.
Wow.
So if you missed that, like if Mice was not here, if you missed out, hit up foodbarradio.com/hip-hop and check them out. All of our past shows are up there on the website too. We got a whole gang of mean freestyles and hip-hop goodness up there for you, so get involved. And coming up today, we've got, it's kind of a hip-hop entrepreneurs themed show a little bit today. And we got the founder of clothing label THTC coming through, the founder of London's first hip-hop coffee shop coming through to the studio, so you know we're going to get a bit of Dragon's Den sort of
vibes. Okay, so let's find out, because we need to work out some other form of route, you know, some way to like
to
I
bills.
Like this, we got somebody who makes t-shirts and stuff out of hemp. I want to say weed, but you can't smoke them shits, can you?
No.
And then we got somebody who's got a coffee shop. It's all related to hip hop, so we need to work out something we can relate to hip hop and go make that bubble loving money.
So stay tuned, because you might get some ideas from these guys.
Exactly.
Plus, Mice is back to investigate.
You're damn right. My boy Mysack Hayes will be in the building later on. Hopefully he's got something. You know, I heard there's some polka dotted pancakes out there that might be good for us, so hopefully brings them in and investigate some shit that we all need to know, because it is very, very serious.
Yes, it's always dead serious here. And we got open mic coming up too, with a very, very special guest. Tenchu is going to be in the studio as well, so keep it locked. Plus new music from Alchemist and Rock Marciano. I'm really feeling this
tune. Yes. Alchemist and Rock Marciano.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
This is why you have to be locked in right now
to
the FUBAR Radio Hip Hop Show, because, you know, I don't think you get to hear these things anywhere else apart from if you if someone sends you it by some mass email that you probably would never
that
click
you delete.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
I know, but we do all that hard work. We sift through all the good hip hop that comes out each week and make sure we bring you that freshness.
Sarah's saying that, but she does some famous ass shit where these dudes send their tunes straight to her. So don't even listen to her about we. She ain't got to search for shit. They send it to her.
I just chill on a beach all week, drinking non-alcoholic mojitos. No, sorry, Dyrolite, that's my summer
0.5.
Drink.
Apparently there's 0.5% alcohol in everything that they say is non-alcoholic.
You reckon? Because the other day, my mum drank a non-alcoholic
beer. Science, but
my mum drank a non-alcoholic beer, and
that's
she was
hilarious.
Like, she woke up the following day and she felt like she'd been drinking all night.
Yeah, you see? There's 0.5% in that shit. Man on road told me that shit. You hear me? Road science, fam.
Road science. But is that the same science that says that there's like the estrogen levels in the in tap water and things? So it's like,
nah, that's bro
drinking.
Science.
That's bro science.
Yeah, yeah. Road science is just straight. There ain't no conspiracy involved. It's just like, right, man heard that still. You get me? Like,
therefore, it's fact.
Yeah.
Done.
Bro, the earth is flat because man walk from Grove, all the way to Soho.
From Grove.
Not one hill, you get me? So Bare flatness on road. That's road sign. So hashtag road sign. Don't try to tell man, because man did it. You get me? Barefoot. I ain't tell man I was barefoot, but man did it. And I didn't feel no bumps in the road, so the earth is flat. You get me?
Done.
Pass me some Rizla, please.
It's always involved somewhere in the road science, isn't it? In the equation. But yes, brand new music from Alchemist and Rock Marciano. And of course, we bring you all that UK goodness as well. So we got an exclusive play for you from that brand new DJ Supreme remix.
Ouch.
So hold tight.
Don't even go anywhere.
I know.
Don't even do it.
Honestly, I properly, like when I got sent this tune, I was probably like, okay, let me get my cup of tea ready.
Yeah.
Just sit down. Popcorn. And absorb this. Give it my full attention.
And take my shoes off. Put my feet up. You know what I'm saying?
It was probably close like the that blinds. In the moment. It was.
Put your phone on airplane mode.
Silence. That's and so keep it locked. So much coming up for you. And this show is all about you guys. You know, we do this all for you because we love you so much. So hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com or reach us on Twitter. But first, this track, I think we're getting the exclusive first play on this joint as well. Remember that Torre joint, Mice, the Get Down song?
Yeah.
Produced by Pete Rock.
Pete Rock, yeah.
I think that's one of my favourite tunes of the last 12 months.
That beat, man. And he just, you know, Torre's sick, don't get me wrong, but there's certain times when you hear someone over a certain style of beat with a certain vibe and you're like, oh shit, this really works. And Torre, he murdered that as well, man. It's a really good marriage right there.
So there's the remix.
Is it?
Yes. I'm not sure
a star studded.
It's pretty star studded, and I'm going to drop this for you right now because, oh my gosh, you're going to love this. Uh-oh. So this is Torre, Get Down, produced by Pete Rock. The remix featuring Freeway and Styles P. Let's go.
Don't lie.
And my sticky right here on Food Bar.
Let me wipe this shine off my forehead, boy. I get too excited.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready, Mice?
Come, we go.
Minute the city back on the shit, but since we back to the spit, let's take it back to the grid, bring it back to the bricks, post it up on the block, that new clue with the locks, diamonds up for the rock, and Pete Rock with the knot, boy Chalk, don't fuck around, needed a remix since I heard Jump Around, now told him I get down, now I'm like get up, with that bullshit dapping you rapping, that shit suck, we stand with our fist up, pinning with a purpose, while you panned about popping the perk, your pen worthless, I viciously vent verses, fuck did you expect, only time I took a L, VH1 cut it. Check. Those are the breaks, this is the real, that was the fake. Gotta stick to the script, if you hip, you relate. I legit been the great, 10 years in the tank. And while you catching on now, I'm about to make my escape. I get down, still reppin' the town, plotting on the crown, piling pound for pound. Tell them I get down, flipping the world round. Stay true to the sound, adjectives and noun. Tell them I get down, rap for the underground. The A's and the sound, to the top I'm bound. Tell them I get down, homie I get, tell them I get,
Sorry, Maestro, I think we need to pull
reload
that,
that shit right there. Boy, I don't even gotta give a damn. We've only got 2 hours. You better reload that shit. Right, and we ain't even got to like the features yet. Torre.
I know. I just love, you know, DJs love to tease you and play with your emotions.
Right.
You're tuned into Sarah Love, My Stiggy, it's Food Bar Radio, taking care of you, that hip hop goodness through till 6 p.m. Here's something fresh for you, produced by Pete Rock, Torre, Get Down, remix for Styles P and Freeway.
Been a minute, the city back on the shit. But since we back to the spit, let's take it back to the grid. Bring it back to the bricks. Post it up on the block, that new clue with the locks. Diamonds up for the rock, and Pete Rock with the knot. Boy Chalk, don't fuck around. Needed a remix since I heard Jump Around. Now told him I get down. Now I'm like get up. With that bullshit dapping you rapping, that shit suck. We stand with our fist up. Pinning with a purpose, while you panned about popping the perk. Your pen worthless, I viciously bent verses. Fuck did you expect? Only time I took a L, VH1 cut. cut a check. Those are the breaks. This is the real. That was the fake. Gotta stick to the script. If you hip, you relate. I legit in the crate. 10 years in the tank. And while you catching on now, I'm about to make my escape. I get down. Still repping the town. Plotting on the crown. Piling pound for pound. Tell them I get down. Ripping it all round. Stay true to the sound. Adjectives and nouns. Tell them I get down. Rep for the underground. The nades and the sound. To the top, I'm bound. Tell them I get down. Homie, I get. Tell them I get. Homie, I get. Tell them I get down.
North Philly in this bitch. Show you how we get down. You know how this shit go. Get mines and lay down. It's the streets. We don't kid around. It ain't a playground. Whip your limb off. Hit a nigga with a K round. They rock with our music. They don't fuck with they sound. Really packed the rental car up. Tip the Greyhound. Some of my folks was loyal, so they stayed down. Couple bad bitches, couple killers that I hang around. Most of these tight jean rappers looking gay now. And they mumble mouths don't understand what they say now. All they need to know is that we came to get the dough. Flow heavenly, but hell is low. This shit way down. When we first came, folks wanted us to go. Heard them bars. Now they wanting us to stay now. I'm connected, niggas blast about me. Anytime they ask about me, tell them I get down.
Still repping the town. Plotting on the crown. Piling pound for pound. Tell them I get down. Ripping it all round. Stay true to the sound. Adjectives and nouns. Tell them I get down. Rep for the underground. The nades and the sound. To the top, I'm bound. Tell them I get down. Homie, I get. Tell them I get. Homie, I get. Tell them I get down.
Tell them to skip town. Schedule to go the distance. Finish him 6 round. Told me that he could rap. Told him to spit now. He reached for his phone. I told him to sit down. Tell me you got work. Go give me your break now. You full of shit, nigga. In your block, in your town. Tell me that you the king. I tell you go get the crown. And bring all your people and watch me beat you down. 175 and live as the guy from Bed-Stuy. Get high and you fly and you decide to drive by. Park, then get out. They scattered like it's a hit out. Some niggas move loud, other niggas will move mid out. Shit is for the hallway. Word to Torre. Beat rock, let the beat knock, nigga, all day.
All day.
And all night too. I get down for my town, nigga, how about you?
I get down, still repping the town. Plotting on the crown. Piling pound for pound. Tell them I get down. Ripping it all round. Stay true to the sound. Adjectives and nouns. Tell them I get down. Rep for the underground. The maids and the sound. To the top, I'm bound. Tell them I get down. Homie, I get. Tell them I get. Homie, I get. Tell them I get down. Down.
Yeah, that is nice right there, boy.
That's bananas. Like, that's knockout
Damn.
Music. Knockout music. Food yeah. Bar Radio.
Boy, clap for that. That's hip-hop right there. This is what this show is about, my beloveds. Because mm-hmm. we know a lot of you like ain't really getting what you're supposed to be on some of them shows.
I right?
But, you know... Right here every Monday, 4 p.m. till 6 p.m, bitches and bitchettes. And if not, make sure you go back to foodbarradio.com/hip-hop and listen back to all the shows, because this is what we do.
Yes, we bring you that goodness first.
Moving on, though, it
Moving
is about
on.
That time.
It is about that time.
It's about
that time. Because,
you know,
we like to start the show off with the positive vibes, you know, and just reminding everyone what a beautiful place the earth is and how many things there are to feel good about.
Indeed.
And, you know, there's so much that you can do in one lifetime, and I just think it's all wonderful. And you might, so if there's a choice between negative and positive, mm-hmm. you might as well pick positive, innit?
Exactly.
Because I don't really see what positivity can come from negativity.
Two negatives don't really make a positive.
Is that
so,
roll science too?
Yeah, that's roll science, fam. Because like when I put it on the digis, yeah, when I tried to weigh up the ting on the digis and it was 0.9, yeah, I put it on the next digis, yeah. And it was still 0.9. So, like, the way I looked at it was like, a G is not a G unless I add another point to it. You get me?
Get
so, you get my point there, innit?
Innit.
Road science, fam. Hashtag road science. All right, bless.
Yeah, let's just send a big up to road science.
So, yeah, bros. Hashtag road science, because we all need it in our life.
Yeah, and then you'll have to break down the bro science.
Yeah, but mum, you know what I mean? Mom. According to road science, yeah, like, if you didn't lend me the car on, you know what I mean? Like,
stretching the roadside.
Yeah, just trying to get anything out of it.
And that's our big up for this week. It goes out to roadside. But yes, no, first of all, we got to send a massive
big up, big
to
up.
Everyone locked into the show because you're all beautiful. And this show truly is all about you. So hit us up. Hit me and mice up in the studio at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We love to hear from you guys. But, you know, I just think... I've been a bit hooked. I need rehab. I've been a bit hooked on.
Careful now. There might be police listening in. Yeah. Papa Love might be listening in as well.
I've been indoctrinating him as well. No, I've been hooked on the Olympics, mice. Sick of hearing my enthusiasm for the Olympics.
I just think
it's so wonderful. Honestly, it makes me emotional seeing these human beings at their peak.
Yeah.
And also just perving on the athletes. Like, it's just a wonderful
thing.
Yeah,
I mean, I wasn't going to say it. True, like, my wife might be listening in, but...
Perving, truly.
Well,
perving,
I mean, unless you're looking at that greasy-ass dude from the greasy-ass dude from the...
Oh, has he still left a mark on your
mind? Yeah, man, Jesus Christ. People trying to hassle me about that greasy-ass mother lover. This is the weird part. Yeah, it's like when you see, you know, when you see people on TV, mm-hmm. and like, you know, shout out to anybody, any of the women who do this. It does look weird though when they've got like loads of foundation on their face and they obviously forgot the neck part. So it's like, right, you got a lot of cake on your face. You know what I mean? That's what it was like with the dude. His face was dry as fuck.
It was
like
superimposed.
Yeah, I can swear there was sand dunes, all kind of tumbleweed and rattlesnakes going across his face. That's how dry it was. But his body was greasy.
No, but do you know what I heard?
Greasy.
What gets even better? First of all, I was loving that this is the Tongan Olympic team. I was loving how they brought the traditional vibes to represent their culture in the opening ceremony at the Olympics. But the reason he was so shiny, like cling film shiny,
greasy,
was coconut oil.
Wow.
And the reason why he was wearing coconut oil is because he was saying coconut oil and coconuts are so important to our culture and part of our island and our history.
So he wanted people to know he was greased up. Wow, that's deep.
So yeah, he was like, he's representing the coconut oil. You know, coconut oil
traumatized me, I'll tell you that right damn now. But yeah, coconut oil is good for you.
I don't know what it doesn't cure. It's like, it kills.
Ooh, yeah.
What can't you use coconut oil for, man?
It's true, you know. Like, what can't you use a coconut for? I remember I was in Kerala. Funny enough, we could talk about this later, but I remember being in Kerala and seeing what they did with coconuts.
I know,
like the whole thing from all the furry part that you're like, right, I don't even know why this is on the coconut, to the horse hoof part that goes clonk, clonk, clonk when you clunk it together, to the chunky part, you know, the meat, what do you call it, coconut flesh, and the water. Like, all of that shit can get used.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
I wouldn't be surprised if you could fucking run a car on that shit somehow.
Honestly, that's future. Yeah. Tesla, look, watch out. That's what's going to be happening next. And
this is not just road science. This is actual fact, yeah?
Now, like, I have to give a disclaimer to
Yeah, you know what I mean? No, this ain't just hashtag road science, but man on road might know about these things still. R.I.P. Dr. Sabi, because, you know, man learned it from man still, yeah? Cold pressed coconut oil is probably the best thing you can cook with. You know, mm-hmm. people think it's like olive oil.
Yeah, no, olive oil is good raw, but it's when you're cooking olive oil that's when it becomes like the bad type of
fat. Yeah, so what is it? You shouldn't cook with extra virgin. You should only cook with just normal olive oil.
I think even vegetable oil is better than olive oil for cooking.
And that's only because it's carcinogenic. So I don't even know if vegetable oil is road science. Once it's heated up.
We're treading the line between road science and real science, aren't we?
Someone's going to email it and go, yo, you lot are chatting shit, like scientifically proven.
I think the Tongan guy is going to email us like, listen, mate, I heard you dissing me.
Coconut oil,
fam. No, but I rated him for repping like his culture.
I ain't dissing him. I'm just saying he's greasy. He looked greasy as fuck. And that shit was a bit traumatizing. Did I mean?
He showcased the values of the coconut.
Coconut oil.
Yeah, but...
big him up then.
Let's give him another.
Like him, man.
He's had multiple big ups on this show.
That's
Rhodes.
Like, my man actually brought road science in before we even knew what the fuck it was, so...
Yeah.
All right.
But no, I mean, the Olympics, I just love it so much. And seeing, but what I mean with perving on the athletes is just seeing.
We what, know what you mean by perving.
Well,
you
okay, you do. But let me just try and like explain the creepiness away out of it. Yeah. No, but I mean seeing what like a human being looks like at their physical peak.
Oh yeah.
Like
and just
the athletic side of it, just people performing at their physical peak. Like I just think it's a wonderful thing to see human beings pushing themselves to the limit, whether that's in creativity, in like mastermind business, or athletics. It makes me so happy.
Even the hammer throwing dudes, like,
oh my god,
yeah, you know what I mean. Don't get me wrong, he did look like there was the guy who won in it. Was he from Tajikistan or something like that?
Yeah.
He looked meaty, but you know, he looked like, right, I'm on my way to the kebab house now.
Yeah, he looked like he had a big, large BMI. It's amazing, to,
you know, because like, how many dudes did you see? Doing that shit and then they're hitting the how the fuck do you spin like that and then know when to let go?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I was like, I don't understand how they know. Do they, hammer science. Do they just count how many times they're spinning or just look for the light, what do you do?
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
The discus is the same thing. Like, they spin about 6 times. It's like, how the fuck do you know when to let go?
How are you not dizzy?
Yeah.
Like, how are you not dizzy? Oh, I love it all though so much.
So what were you perving on the most then?
Perfing on the most. Well, it's all, everyone's got their different attributes.
Yeah,
I mean, even the hammer guys. Oh my god!
He's perfing on the hammer guys.
No, but did you see the? No, I think the swimmers, the divers, like they're sort of next level. The gymnasts.
Yeah, the gymnasts. Jesus,
the runners. The sprint runners. I've got, let's just say,
you know, big up the women's relay team for, 100 meter relay.
I mean, even them, I'm just like in awe of their bodies. I'm in awe. I think it's wonderful, honestly.
Yeah. You're just like, all right,
that's how
I need to go to gym.
Yeah.
I need to go to gym now.
Properly, like. Honestly. But no, I think, and just the sprinters, man, just the power in these people's bodies. It's incredible. But this week's big up is actually going to send it out to, because I think there's lots of people who were doing incredible things behind the scenes at the Olympics as well. And there was a group of international chefs who they launched an effort to tackle the widespread hunger problem in Rio de Janeiro during the Olympics.
Oh,
yeah.
Serious?
So they were started this whole project where they were cooking all the leftover food donated from the Olympic Village and serving it to like impoverished residents in Rio. So basically,
wait, when you say leftovers, they were re-cook it, like refried beans.
All
it's
the
like,
scrapings,
yeah,
from
we
the
got
plate.
These fried beans. Is that what? Because I always wondered when you go like to a Mexican spot or Brazilian sport and it's like they got refried beans. What does that mean exactly? So
like
you've fried the beans already and you like, was it yesterday's leftovers then, the beans, or what's going on there?
You need the clarification. We need the science on that, Mexican food science.
Were they happy for these, for the, you know, like did the people say, yo, we appreciate, obrigado, I love, oh, I thank you for, you come to Brazil. Yeah, I'm very emotional right now.
But yes, no, they were very happy, and it wasn't like all just right. The grimy scrapings that someone had taken out of their mouth and put them back on the plate.
Oh, just give them the bottom of the pot.
That is fine. But they have, you know, and then the Rio Games, there was like loads of criticism because the country's going through like a crazy economic crisis.
Yeah,
there was this whole protest thing that was happening called the Exclusion Games, and that was just highlighting the cost that had gone into the Rio games, but you know the city is bankrupt and the country's in recession. There's like political strife. They've got like these public health crisis, and so everyone was like, "This is a liberty. People are starving in Rio, and at the same time, you're spending billions on hosting these games." So these chefs, they were making 5,000 meals every day using ingredients that were otherwise just going to go in the bin. So these were ingredients that hadn't been used at all, but it was just like surplus food.
Oh, so excess. So let's call it the excess food as opposed to the leftovers, because that feels like you just scrape the bottom of the pot and like, let's just cook this up though. Yeah, put a little extra spice in there. That man won't know nothing. You hear me?
Just throw some.
Okay, so it was the excess that, you know, many restaurants and places we know of, like all these big superstores, what do you call it, like supermarkets and whatnot, they all throw out a lot of excess food, innit?
Yeah, and only just this year, actually, like I think just within the last couple of months, Tesco have now agreed to, because before there was some kind of rules where all the leftover food from supermarkets had to be thrown away. when it could have been going to like food banks and stuff like this. Yeah. But I think in the last couple of months, there's some supermarkets, some rules have changed or something.
Well, they've agreed
and
to.
Now they're giving this food to like food banks, which I think is good. But yeah, these dudes in the at the these chefs cooking at the Olympics, and they're doing it at the Paralympics as well. The project will function as a social business, they said, and it's going to continue afterwards, like providing like jobs and training in for restaurant professionals and things. So that's like chefs, bakers, servers, everything. So I just thought that was like a beautiful thing. Again, no one needs to do these things, but some people just take the initiative themselves and they say, what can I do to contribute with my time? And so
big up.
To all the chefs that were cooking for all the good people at the Olympics. Wow. I think that was a lovely, well, nice. All the people in Rio who were hungry.
Yeah.
People's bellies were hungry, man, and people came to the
you know what I mean? Well, you got, because let's face it, majority of the people, I'm not saying all, but majority of the people that are going to be like, yo, alright, we're going to the Olympics, you know, they're doing all right for themselves. I'm sure they're...
As in competing?
No, like they're just going to go and watch. Yeah, spectate. You know? And especially when you're going to a country like that, which is considered like third world, and all these people are coming, probably staying in decent hotels, you know, this and that. It's probably the least they could do.
Because I heard some crazy stuff, like some of the tickets for the get. This is partly why, like, the you were seeing so many seats empty and stuff, was that it would be 2/3 of someone's monthly wage, wage in Brazil. Yeah. So it was just outside people's expectations.
And even to the point of, like, remember when the Olympics were here, 2012, you had the London Olympics, and you could apply to get tickets sent to you. You know, it was quite like here... You go online, you know, fill in this form, and the tickets will get sent to you. You go and pick them up. In Brazil, it's not going to be the same way. Like, the people around Rio, you know, in the favelas and whatnot, they're not online like, let me just put my address. No one's going to want to deliver the tickets
but
to them, you know, shit
why
like that.
All these protests were happening because it's, like, on people's doorstep, but this isn't something they can partake in.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Government money is being spent on this, and then there's all this corruption going on in the government out there at the moment where the president is being impeached.
You're saying about the Paralympics can't happen. Was it you saying that? Someone was telling me about Brazil had spent... more of the money than they were supposed to, so then they were like, oh, we might not be able to put on the Paralympics because we that's some fucked up shit, isn't it?
Because
we can't even fly over whoever. Like, it was like, what?
That, because surely, I hope that's road science.
Hopefully, road science, boy. Let's find that out right now.
Fingers crossed. But yes, big up to Team GB as well. I love how everyone was like in shock that we came second. Everyone's like, what? We're that good?
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
In the medal table. We're like the second the medal table.
Wow, serious? Below who? America?
America. Yeah, and then China America. Third.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shit.
I know. Everyone's like, seriously? Did I read that correctly?
That's weird.
I love how we're so self-deprecating.
Yeah,
it's
well,
part
you know.
Of the British genetics, isn't it?
It is. It's part of how we live, man. It's part of who we are and part of why we are doing what we do, you mother lovers.
Exactly. So here's up in the studio. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We've got some more good music coming for you and a guest stepping up shortly.
Yep.
And after this, we're going to be hearing from Mice's investigation. You're tuning into Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. Back in your ears, bitches and bitchettes.
I'm in the new BM, bumping brand new BM. Q of Peng in the super slim, the exclusive elusive prince. Excuse my French, I cop Peruvian and rock the Cuban link, kit up the dookie in. I'm the born again Oakland pimp, I exalted in the golden mink. Bitch wildin' off the leash like a Doberman. Prince of Zamunda when I preach from the podium. Bureaucrat, dabbing this imported hash. Got here by water raft, now we eat the soft shell tempura crap. The Belvedere on ice, the blueberry pie. Too weird to live, too rare to die. Take a look at Shorty, she say she loved my story. And if I get nicked, she'll cover for me. Life is hunky-dory, I'm in the German whip, something sporty. Hit a lick and send some money to my Uncle Paulie. I'm powerlifting till the album's finished. For now it's all about the vegetables and salmon fillet. I'm a gambler fam, I do it how my daddy did it. And this is hometown family business. Trees are twisted like Nana Cherry. Talking 80-20 with a dime that's down the dike, it out like Katy Perry. She's been good since the day she met me. Life is good, I blaze the Henry while she made spaghetti.
Life is a gamble, we scramble for money. I might crack a smile, but ain't no damn thing funny. My theme is all about making it green, living up in luxury, cause your fat lips are lifting comfortably. Life is a gamble, we scramble for money. I might crack a smile, but ain't no damn thing funny. My theme is all about making it green, living up in luxury, cause your fat lips are lifting comfortably.
Damsel in distress, I'm just another manic that's depressed. Smoking cannabis to cancel out my stress. My hoes are saying I'm a mess. Counting money, no, I'm caring less. Throwing chowder while the Xanax getting pressed. I'm just a trap nigga rapping, known to make it happen. Mr. Foy started asking questions, started clapping. The captain of the pirate ship, been on this wildin' shit. Half these faggots need a motherfucking stylist. Same mouth for 3 weeks, I probably got more in my pockets than your album did, you motherfuckers counterfeit. Don't need an ounce, I need a pound of it. Shopping for hammers, think about what type of rams to get. Our problems ain't the same, a product of the gang. Counting change, fuck a hoe, don't even know a name. The devil don't sleep, and neither do I. Never do speak, cause nigga I'm high. Ready to die, like Christopher Wallace. We pitching that product, you niggas is watchers. Got coppers for coppers, if it's about money to holler. Nigga, nigga, yeah you know that it's dollar. I said, if it's about money to holler. Nigga.
Life is a gamble, we scramble for money. I might crack a smile, but ain't no damn thing funny. My theme is all about making the green, living up in luxury, cause your fat lips are lifting comfortably. Life is a gamble, we scramble for money. I might crack a smile, but ain't no damn thing funny. My theme is all about making the green, living up in luxury, cause your fat lips are lifting comfortably.
Song is called Scramble. It's taken from his album Mud in My Malbec. Definitely go check it out. There's a lot of dope jams on there. You're tuning into FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, damn right.
It's with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, mother lovers.
Shout out to Tim Joshua, locked into the show, and all regular listeners who, him and Mice are never going to let me let it down.
Tim Joshua, man, I got to give a shout out to, this one was hilarious, man. He hit us up and said, big up the Olympians. P.S. Speaking of chefs, Raekwon won't be happy to hear about the oily tongue. He's greasy, yeah. Bruv. Oil ain't even that greasy, you know what I mean? Oil isn't even that shiny, Tim.
It's my man was straight up thing.
Grease, boy. That was, I mean, and now I know that it was coconut cultural. Oil. Yeah. It's probably like cold pressed as well. That shit don't, it's one of them oils where if the temperature dropped, we're lucky that it was hot out there.
Yeah, because the shit, white.
Yeah, because the shit starts caking up, innit? It gets like, it doesn't disappear, basically. Yeah, it changes colour and it just gets like thicker. Turns into like a jam, I guess. I don't know. But yeah,
we'll have
anyway.
To, road science.
That's some more road science.
This show is sponsored by Road Science.
You know what I mean? It's sponsored by Road Science. Any sponsors want to hit us up still. Road Science is the way to go. And it's also like road juice, you get me? When man on road don't know the code. I'll tell you about road juice another time, though.
And then next week's show will be sponsored by road juice. Coming up, keep it locked, because I got brand new music for you from Alchemist and Rock Marciano. Ooh, so you know you need to stay tuned for some of that. But, Mice, are you ready for this?
You can hit my music, mother lover.
You know what I'm saying.
Because right about now, y'all mother lovers is locked into the FUBAR Radio Cafe. That's right, right here in the middle of nowhere. You need to know about mother lovers on the top of a hill that you bitches and bitchettes will never find. Yeah. And I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, My Sack Hayes, motherfucker, man. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I was about to say lover. Bitch. And this week, we have a special investigation because I need to go somewhere and I don't know where I need to go yet until you mother lovers tell me.
I love how you're just using the investigation for your own research
hey,
purposes.
Hey, this is a life
you're
hack, like, mother lovers.
I ain't got time for Google.
Well, yeah, everyone needs to know this shit. Yeah, exactly. You know what you feel like? Okay, I need a fucking holiday. I need to go somewhere where nobody else goes. No one knows where it is.
Oh, wow. One of those holidays.
Yeah, one of them holidays. Just disappear for a couple of weeks.
That's what happens when you spend too much time at festivals. You're like, I need a time out from people.
Sarah, love, this shit is not natural. We're not meant to see this amount of people. We're not meant to communicate with this amount of people in such short space of time. It does mess with you.
What, like on the radio show?
nah, radio show, that's not too bad. Once
a
week.
Because we're in a controlled space.
Yeah, yeah.
That we can keep people
and
away
from. And there's aircon. Yeah, we can keep people out.
We've got comfortable chairs.
Yeah, we have the human sieves, like, in the other office that make sure only the good shit gets through.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So.
Okay, Adam.
But when you're...
Security.
You know what I mean? Really, I love it. I do love gigging. I do love meeting people. I love having conversations and all that. But sometimes you just need to chill. You need that solitary confinement. You know,
that's to chill.
Call
boy.
It an institutionalized thing. Still, man said that it was road science, but I don't know. You get me? But yeah, sometimes I just need to be in a, you know what I mean, confined space, or just somewhere else. Just you know what I mean, like beautiful scenery or whatever. So
yeah.
This week. My investigation is very serious because I believe all of us, everybody needs a holiday. When I was a kid, I used to wonder why the fuck do my neighbours always go on holiday at a certain time of the year and they go for 2 or 3 weeks or whatever.
Mm.
During the summer when there's already sun here. But as you get older, you know what I mean? And you have to start working and shit. And you're like, oh, right. And you need to go away. You need a holiday, you know?
But also, you're like, I ain't got time to gamble with the weather here. I just need guaranteed weather.
That's true.
Done.
Yeah, that's true. So this week, what I want to investigate is, what's the best holiday you've been on and why, mother lovers? Please hit us up at Fubar Radio on the Twitter, or at DJ Sarah Love, or at Mice Diggy, or you can email hiphop@fubarradio.com and answer this question. What's the best holiday you've been on and why? Mm. Of course, I've been on the Facebook machine already and asked this question to
pub.
My... I've been in a virtual pub, do you know what I mean? Like, had a pint, fucking pool scratchings, do you know what I mean? Sat down with a few of my mates, asked them, like, oh, so fucking, what's the best holiday you've been on then, mate? My mate, Sam Davis.
He turned around
and said, look, I've come over here to tell you that I've come over here to tell you, right? I'm going to try and do it in his accent.
Yeah, please.
Went to New York. It was everything I wanted it to be. We stayed in Ireland. And I remember having a drink in hotel, talking to a black guy. He was ranting about how bad us English. He did a air.
Okay.
Yeah.
In
the digital pub, you do your little air quotes.
Digital,
you know what I mean?
Pub, yeah.
Yeah. How English us people were. Oh, sorry. How bad us English people were. As we were leaving, two of his friends turned up to meet him. I clocked them, and in a very strong posh English accent, I said, "I have nothing to say to you two, but Buyakasha." Good sirs, Buyakasha. Doffed the hat and walked away with like a gentleman. That's fucking hilarious. But he had a good holiday in New York. You don't hear many people saying that.
But you know what? New York is, well, back in the day.
You know.
Show me your age now. But no, that used to be like the pilgrimage, you know, like the Mecca.
Yeah, that was,
You had to go to New York. There were certain places you had to hit up. You had to go to Fat Beats record store.
Yeah, you had to go to Fat Beats. Like, yeah. Yeah, I don't even know, dude, because I was just thinking the same thing. Yeah, R.I.P. Fat. Fat Beats is still online, though, right?
It is online, yeah. No, that's
it's in digital. It's in digital world.
Yeah.
Right around the corner from digital pub, you got a digital Fat Beats. I'll tell you that. You get yourself a digital download, you'll be all right, mate. It's not same as record, but still sounds good. Get yourself a kebab and a pint, you'll be all right, mate.
Can you get you must be able to get kebabs
online. Hell yeah,
online.
You can get a kebab.
Oh,
you can get a digital kebab, do you know what I mean? It fucking I don't know
God.
What they do, but it looks real.
Oh God.
It tastes like real kebab. Has right bab juice as well. Enough bab juice in there.
But no, so New York. I've had good holidays in New York, definitely. Because
so
it's the kind of place that you go to do things, isn't it? It's not like the place where you're going where you're just like,
put my feet up, let me go sit on the beach.
Like, you need to be ready.
Huntington Beach.
Guard.
No, not Huntington Beach. What's the beach out there?
Oh,
Long Beach. Long Island has got a beach though.
Surely. I'm forgetting.
What's the New York beach? Anyway.
Yeah, Adam.
That's not the sort of place. That's how beachy that place is. We can't even remember the name of it. But it's really cool to hear somebody say that was one of their favorite places to go on holiday.
On a hip hop holiday.
On a hip hop holiday. And the thing
amazing.
Is, like, what you're saying about back in the day is, like, I felt when I first went there, I think it was 2003, and I felt like, man, I was just a bit late. I got there just a bit late. You know, it wasn't like, it didn't feel like the heyday of when everybody, I went there, I did some recording, you know, I met up with a few people, but it felt like, the love for hip hop that I had at that time was not how
that
everybody was feeling, you know.
The transition.
Yeah, I ended up going to a De La Soul concert on my Jack Jones on my own.
Aww.
Yeah, and then this is me in the studio with a bunch of people. Yeah, I was like, but it was wicked because I ended up. So it's funny. I was in Queens recording and whatnot, and then my friend had said, "Yeah, there's a De La Soul concert in BB King's." So I was like, "Yo, and
have to tell me twice."
Yeah. I was like, "All right, let me just." Yo, and are you on it? Like, yeah, oh, yo, I'm just talking to my man. Yeah, you know, he might get us in and all this blah, 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 blah. Recording my verse. I was like, look, were you lot on it or not? Nah. Okay, bam, I'm off then. I'm going, let me go to, so what is it in, you know, what's it called? The square, Madison Square.
Yeah.
Or near there anyway. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go on my jacks then. If you lot, meaning on my own, if you lot don't want to come, that's cool. Hopefully I'll meet my friend Mohammed. Shout out to DJ Mohammed. He's from Jersey. You remember Mo? Yeah. And he's from Jersey, so he had to come into New York to meet me. He didn't even come to meet me.
Wow.
So I went there. A crazy thing is, I think I had some luggage with me, or I had some stuff with me. And there were people outside there just like hanging out and whatnot. And I was like, man, do you know where I can get a ticket? And everyone said, nah, it's sold out. And I was like, what? And then the guy was like, yeah, man, it's sold out. I'm sorry. I was like, fuck, man. I came all the way from London to see this shit. I just said it like, you know, just like,
no,
I thought.
You weren't actually trying it or you
no,
weren't
No,
okay.
I just said it because it felt cool to say it, you know, like, yeah, hey, I'm from London, by the way. Can you,
you
tell by my.
To work the
yeah.
Okay.
And then someone, 2 minutes later, someone came out and goes, yo, I got 3 tickets for sale, yo. Da-da-da-da-da. I was like, what? And it wasn't even me. Some dude goes, yo, he came from London to see this shit. Yo, you gotta give him a ticket like that.
See, that's hip hop.
Yeah, that's crazy. But listen to this. This is even more hip hop. Add road signs involved. This is me. The guy goes, I go, how much a ticket? He said $30. I goes, man, I've only got $15 on me. Yo, man, you came all the way from London to see this shit. Aww. Here you go. Like, hey. And when I got in there, Sarah, when I got in there, it was Grap Lover was on. So Pete Rock was supporting. When I looked at the blimp, like outside, it said Pete Rock was supporting. And who else was it? Pete Rock. And Quali, was it?
It's always bananas.
Yeah, it was just like a lineup where I was like, what?
And New Yorkers are just so lazy because they're spoiled with this. Like every weekend, you can see these kind
of
lineups.
Yeah, and that's what I felt. I was like, oh yeah, shit. You look for you lot. This is normal.
Standard
for me. It's like what? And then I saw as well. Oh my god!
Yeah.
And then when I got inside there, it felt like there were loads of people like me in there that weren't from New York that
probably
came to the Mecca for hip hop and was like, oh my god, look who's. And then it was crazy. Like, so Pete Rock brings out Grap Lover. He brings out someone else, I can't remember. Master Ace was the other support act. He brings out Punch and Words, obviously, and someone else. But then De La Soul brings out Talib Kweli and Doom. Doom comes out and they do Rock Cocaine. I was like, yeah, not literally like on the stage doing cocaine.
That's the name of
the tune.
That's
the name of the song. I don't trust you.
We know
that
FBI are listening to the show and everything. So.
But you know, so it can be amazing if you're into the culture to go out to New York.
Oh, definitely. No, it's a must. But that's what I mean. Back in the day, it was like a must. If you're a hip hop head, you had to go to New York at some point. But yes, I don't know if it feels quite the same as it did. First time I went to New York was 1998. But yeah, that was even then. That felt the beginning.
Well, that
of
yeah, but,
the
that,
end. But even
that's
still,
kind of the beginning of the end. But I think
even still, and that no, that's not nice of us to put it like that. No, that was just a transition.
I did say kind of
the transition, beginning of a transitional time in hip hop. But then even then, just seeing the streets in New York, like that's very different to the New York that I've seen like 5 years ago, kind of thing. So I'm pleased that I even got to see it then.
It's to the point now where I still like to go to New York, but I'm just not as like smitten as I was before, as like, oh man, because you know I've been there 3 or 4 times now. I actually stayed there for a while as well, and it just truly the essence that you felt growing up of what it would be like and whatnot has changed. It still feels like you're in a movie. You're still walking around like, shit, it really looks like that. Shit, they really talk like that. But you know, it's just not the same as in terms of like the hip hop.
Culture, but I've had good holidays in New York. But I think other holidays that I've had, it's hard to pick.
One trip
I went to New York, I was taken. It was my birthday. Didn't know where we were going.
Holiday trip.
Well, I was there, and then it was like, right, my birthday, we're just going to go out, have a drink somewhere. And then we were in this venue. I still didn't
0.5%
know.
0.5% or this is actual drink?
No, this is actual drink.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we were sat there, and I was like, oh, right, there's going to be a show on. Then Rakim came out!
Shit, Rakim.
That's how excited I was. Even more excited. I didn't mean to scare you all by shouting like that, but that's how I was. Even more excited than that. But yes, so no, that was a good holiday in New York. But no, and then even holidays in cold places, I've loved. I've still got a lot of dream holidays that I need to tick off my list, kind of thing. So I want people's suggestions as well. Where have been your best holidays?
Well, so check this one out. Liam Gray, shout out to Liam Gray. He said, my best holiday I went on was Amsterdam. Amsterdam, I got to say it like that. Amsterdam, boy. Every time someone mentions Amsterdam, man, since our last trip there a couple of weeks ago, boy, I'll tell you, I'm still there. Anyway, he says 2 years ago, because I met two of the closest mates I've ever had, and I had such a great time. Plus, I fell asleep at a tram stop from too much shatter. Okay, I don't know what shatter is, but I'm guessing if you're in Amsterdam, that's something to do with being in Amsterdam, you know. I'm sure Gavin can help us out with that later on, because, you know, we got THTC coming in very soon.
Yes.
And also, this is a good one. Jordan Grant says Seychelles in 2012. That was his last holiday. Yeah, he's showing. That's a bit of a humble brag right there.
I know, because, I was about to say, stop showing off, man.
He said
I'm
it
talking
was,
about Bognor Regis, all right? Like, don't be trying to hit me with no Seychelles.
He said it was hot but breezy, solitary, beautiful and varied island. The history of the island was crazy, and he didn't have the usual child-minding or scrabbling for a dinner plate issues. Like when staying with a family in South America, Caribbean or in the States. Okay, so maybe he stayed at like some Thompson. Yeah, you know when you go to Thompson, like, everyone's made the mistake of going on a Thompson's holiday, man.
I never have.
Oh, you never done it? You got to make that mistake once, man. It's
I've
hilarious.
I've been on a cruise. Yo, to me, that is my idea of hell.
You know, like that image of like the lobster guy with the belly and he's got the napkin around his head with the corners, corners all twisted.
You mean the British uniform?
I saw that shit. I saw it for real. I was like, rah! I thought it was just old school, or it was just, you know, like a caricature. Yeah. But it was a dude like that. He was lobster coloured, belly all out, couple chest hairs. Not that I was, you know, but I just noticed the chest hairs. And he had the napkin.
It was worth the holiday just for that.
Just for that. I was like, I'll never make this mistake again. I don't know how I'm going to eat my dinner after this shit.
But wow, you guys are already reminding me of like enough other dope ones. But I want to hear what trips you've had. What have you been your best holidays? Hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. In a second, we're going to be speaking to the founder of THTC. Very, very, very cool clothing label. So keep it locked right here to Food Bar Radio. But let's first pay some of these bills.
FUBAR Radio presents
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Back Row and Chill.
It's exclusively on FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. We're going to be on Fridays, 4 to 6pm, starting on the 26th of August. We're going to talk about films and theatre and tell you what it is you should be watching and what you should be sitting down and looking at, and we're going to review all of this shit. For example, right now I'm going to do a film review. I'm going to do a film review. And this is how we're rolling on the show. Suicide Squad, seen it?
Yes.
Terrible. Shit. Save your money. No stars. That's how I'm reviewing this thing. No stars. People can even come on the thing on our show and talk about my films.
Yeah.
They can even do that.
It's the honest film review.
They might get a punch in the fucking mouth, but they can do it.
And we can swear.
Yeah.
So tune in. It's going down Fridays. Be there or be square.
Or get fucked.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Chilling the hilly corn. Boss Moss, nigga. Yeah. What y'all know about it? Yeah. Turn that shit up for me, out of whole shit. Overall. Want that shit in my head. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Can we get a moment of silence for this?
Yeah. Yeah. You easily squeeze heat from the Tudo. Blue Ugo to put a new hole in your culo. OG Kudo, your whole Steve Sudo. A 10,000 the key you can't lose, Frank is Pudo. Boss like Hugo, you know to the tombstone, the Uno. Flip the Peugeot, the Parasuco. You need a parachute to view those Chulos and tuxedos, the plush luxury vehicles. I proceeded to reach the pinnacle, to beat them to the loop, speeding the coupe. Being cool, we on the scenic route. Got stripes like an Adidas suit. Drake the lace, I'm in a great space, eight stakes. Haters turn away to save face. We break apes, mayonnaise base. Cannons play the waste, you land waste. I'm wearing grams of Lambda Lakes. Handshakes, Lambo's great, bones ache. Phones rang, come for money like Goldstein. Roll with the team, they supposed to be G. Go with his neck like rosary beads. For groceries, push the 500 series. The poultry smell like potpourri. But it ain't everything I hoped it'd be.
Late nights, fiends with crack pipes, stay on it. We run the corners, we the strongest. Laying niggas down and take their belongings, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
That millionaire mannerisms, panoramic ceilings, drug dealing, 645 deluxe steering. Step it up to the McLaren and dress it up like a parent. Diamonds are transparent. Donna Karen monogram wearing, model staring. Hollows in the cannon, Ferragamos, white Lottos, Muranos, bag Milanos like McDonald's. The black Aristotle with a bottle. I should write a novel with the gun nozzle. That's like a Bible. Instincts primal. Pieces on length spiral. Think survival. Rings and Movados. Lamborghini Diablos follow. I don't swallow Moscato. I go Mono Romano with any Chicano. I slide in the Alfa Romeo Milano. The poor Castellano, but I'm the Moreno model. Hang Picasso's and condos. Bang Kangos like bongos. What's in that case? That ain't a trombone. Ride down the thigh bone. Dillinger the size of the iPhone. Lay you down like a fossil. Hoes want an eye full of what I got in the drive thru. Butter your slut up like a waffle.
Late nights, fiends with crack pipes, stay on it. We run the corners, we the strongest. Laying niggas down and take their belongings, I'm all for it. I'm all for it, nigga. Late nights, fiends with crack pipes, stay on it. We run the corners, we the strongest. Laying niggas down and take their belongings, I'm all for it. I'm all for it, baby. Hundred buildings, 67 buildings, down, down, yeah, yeah. Hot in the hell. You already know, nigga. East Coast, bitch, all fucking meatloaf.
Alchemist featuring Rock Marciano, All For It. That's the latest release from the producer's Craft Singles vinyl series that he's been putting out. And with Rock Marci of UN. I do miss the UN.
Is he still, when you say of UN, or would you say?
Well, I don't know
formally.
If they ever officially ended.
Is it Road Science that he's formally, or is he officially with them? Because man heard on Road still that. That might have left him alone.
Yeah, so.
Sounded wicked though, man.
Yeah, we'll ask him. Yeah, it does sound good.
Yeah.
And Alchemist does it again. You're tuning into Food Bar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. This is the hip-hop show. And right about now, we are joined by some special guests from THTC. What's going on?
How are you doing? Gav, yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm doing very well, thank you, guys.
It's lovely to see you. And you've bought your...
Head of Digital... The computer, the
all technical
the
stuff.
You do the tech stuff.
Technology.
Yeah. Yeah, doing the graphics and making sure the site doesn't fall over.
Oh, so not the t-shirt designs, but the actual.
Some of them are recent Corbin
What's
designs.
What's your name, by the way?
Ash.
Let's just get it out
You're
of the way.
You're in my
first
house, but I don't know your name.
All right, back as you were. So. Gav, what's going on? What were you doing here? Well, I remember the last time I saw you, we did the fundraiser because the warehouse had burnt down. What happened?
The screen printer, that I was working in for about 12, 13 years. That there was a fire there, so we lost a lot of screens, like 13 years worth of screens. So we had a fundraiser in Electric in Brixton to try and get some support and get back on track, which eventually worked, but I realised pretty quickly that I'm definitely not a promoter. Choosing the Electric was a little bit optimistic. It was turned out to be a success in the end, mainly because of all the promotion we got from it.
But it was stress.
But first, rewind though, because there's a lot of people who they may never have heard of or know nothing
about. They might not have known nothing about. Explain what THTC Clothing is about.
Okay, so my brother and myself and a friend called Dan, we founded THTC almost 17 years ago, just after doing half of my life. But we started a society at university before that called Hempology, which was essentially...
Of course, when you're at uni.
Why not? My brother was at Hull, and he started at Hull, and it was really popular because there's not a lot else to do in Hull, or there wasn't then. And so, essentially, it was promoting, putting on club nights and telling people about industrial cannabis and the benefits to an industry.
So when you say industrial, because you've got to like bring it down to road science level for us. Mm-hmm. Like, so when you say industrial cannabis, what are you talking about?
So, man, smoke the t-shirt, that's all man wants to know.
It's not the first time I've been asked that much.
Honestly, probably
not. No.
Oh my god,
everyone thinks it is, but it's hemp. It's industrial hemp that contains very minimal amounts of THC. So we came up with THTC.
Oh, so man could smoke it. Like, if man was,
when
if
times
man,
are hard,
you would need a lot of it, and it's an expensive smoke as well. The t-shirts aren't great value, but they're not the cheapest.
Oh, yeah, just for scientific purposes.
Yeah, just asking for a friend, isn't it?
You're best off just using it as an ether cloth and just putting it over your mouth.
But essentially we wanted to
bring hemp to the high street and try and promote and glamorize
that. That's a good phrase. Hemp to the high street.
17 years, you better have some good phrases. Yeah.
And we sort of did that. We were stocked into Virgin Mega stores for a couple of years and about 30 of the stores. Richard Branson actually wrote us a letter and saying he really quite appreciated what we were doing.
Serious.
But we've also always been, as you probably know, always been on the quite political tip with our designs, quite outspoken with our political beliefs. So having some of our t-shirts hanging in the windows of Virgin was a little bit too much for some of them. But we got into TK Maxx for several years. Then over the course of, for the last 10 years really, the UK retail scene has just been dying a slow death because of Amazon and because of the high street, independent.
The digital high street, you see?
Digital high street.
Yeah, so high street.
That's where Ash comes
in.
Yeah.
It's all your fault, Ash.
No, it's not his fault. He's actually the one like, let me take you on the digital high road. Jump in my digital car. I'll show you some digital shit right now. There's some digital pimps over there. There's their digital hoes. That kind of thing, like basically,
pretty much. It's basically everyone's
breakdown is like, yep,
that's it, man. That's pretty much it. People spend most of their time on their phones, spend most of their time on their computers, mobile devices. They look at their products, and they're probably going at the shop into a store after they've researched it. So it's pretty important to kind of like every store is putting everything they have into digital now. So and THTC's been like online for. Like 100% online pretty much since it started, really.
Yeah, and, but before that it was me doing it. So it was online, but it wasn't online as it should have been. So
Ash
turned up with a cape and his huge brain and his
big
really
A on his chest.
Big A for us.
Looking
for free t-shirts on the scrounge. And he's since really turned around our digital in the last few years. So.
But it's difficult to just the whole retail industry anyway, like getting your presence known and recognised in clothing, like let alone you're doing something because people also nowadays demand things to be like £2.50 for a t-shirt, innit?
That is the issue. I mean, say our t-shirts the hemp ones will cost us for the blanks about £5 before they've been printed, £4 to £5 plus the printing costs. If you imagine Primark probably pay about 30p for a ballpark figure, about 30p for a t-shirt, then you really have to convince people that what they're buying into is the whole brand and they're not just buying a piece of shit with something printed on it that's meaningless.
And so, also the politics, you know, because you're quite politically active. It's not just like, here, this looks pretty.
Yeah, exactly. Like, sometimes possibly too much. So some of the designs that we do, which are just pretty, quite often do well, but I always want to, you know, make a statement. That's kind of the way
every part of like what we do, from I think the design to kind of how we sell the t-shirts, we try to embody what THTC is about. It's like running an ethical business, supporting grassroots movements, supporting things that, I mean, we've built a pretty cool community online, on social.
Definitely, man.
And we listen to what our, you know, what our community wants. We listen to the people who we meet when we go and set up. Well, I mean, we were just at Boomtown Festival, like this last, I don't know if you guys have ever been, absolutely mental.
Yeah, I was there on Saturday, man.
Oh, really?
I was there.
Can you hear how much?
The last couple brain cells I got left actually remember that shit. So,
but
yeah,
you meet a lot of like-minded people there. And
especially if you get fucked up, you see a lot of like-minded people.
We were working,
Yeah, well,
you don't even need to get high to feel high there, right?
Yeah, it's a bit like that.
You're just looking around like, what the fuck am I in? It's like a mix between a Kubrick film, The Walking Dead, and The Simpsons.
Absolutely. And
damn,
yeah,
sure. No, you gotta go
there.
It was
a bit nuts.
Do that in a Thompson's Holiday, and you've lived.
You have lived. Happy woman.
Yeah, you've lived.
Yeah, but no, I mean, how important is it to you, like, doing all? Because you could easily just turn around and go the Primark route and go and use some sweatshop and stuff.
Yeah, but we couldn't. And to be honest, I am not a fan of the clothing industry generally. I came from an advertising background.
It's fucking hip hop. He just said. He's in the clothing industry, but he's not a fan of it. That's hip hop, right?
I hate the principles of what fashion is about. Fashion is about, this season, it's what you had last season is irrelevant now, go and get this, and therefore chuck that piece out. It's very much fast fashion, and it's really
but that's the money
pollutant
side of it, right? We need to make those.
It is, but we wanted to make t-shirts that would last forever, which kind of shoots ourselves in the foot quite a lot, because people turn up going, hey, look, I'm wearing a shirt I bought a few 15 years ago and it's still good. And I was do you want another one? And I'm like, don't really need one.
You're like the Dyson Hoover of t-shirts.
This is where Apple are killing it. Because they planned obsolescence, products that they know are only going to last like 2 weeks,
months.
So then you've got choice
upgrade.
But to keep buying.
Can't really upgrade our t-shirts. Yeah,
but it ends up
so
making you vexed at these brands, and so I think a lot of people, they'll be like, yes, I've got a lot of time for THTC.
We do have a lot of, a bit of a cult following. We have a lot of people that have, you know, literally buy every single one of our shirts. Mm. You know, so we do look at our customer list, and they're the same people coming back over and over again. And there's a lot of word of mouth.
That's pretty cool.
You know, some of the statements speak for themselves. People kind of go, oh, where'd you get that? And people are very proud, I think, people were telling me they're very proud to say, you know, to really push the brand. So although, you know, for many years it was just myself, well, now it's really just myself and Ash at THTC, it's also you guys, Sarah, it's you guys, it's the massive family of, you know, our crew, our mates, who really love talking about it, because I think they're quite proud to be behind it.
And
so,
earlier this year, you invited me to wear some of your tees for you, and of this new range.
Yep.
Which, you know, for me, I was just very proud to support, like, what you're doing, because I truly feel like you guys' heart is in, there's a belief, it's not just like, yeah, let's make this cash. You know, not that there's necessarily anything wrong with that, but I felt very, like, you know, proud to be supportive, do my part for
you
guys.
Well, that was an absolutely wicked photo shoot.
Yeah, it was great shoot. Radsky Photography, got to plug
Radsky Photography. And if you guys want to see those photos, log on to our Facebook.
What is it? What's the Facebook?
THTC One.
THTC One. Or just look up THTC Clothing. It's all
So I wanted to ask, like, when you first, you obviously did, but, like, how much research did you look into? Because you said there's a certain percentage of, like, there's like a little bit of marijuana in there still. So, like, how, you know, but how did, when you looked into it, were you not worried that, oh shit, you know, because you're essentially selling weed. Were you not worried? Like, obviously, you might have felt like, okay, I'm just going to sell, I'll start off by selling, you know, grassroots level. I just sell to mates. Do you know what I mean? I just get like a little chop it up.
We didn't really know what we were doing when we started. We were, I think we were a little bit naive. Well, we were very naive and just thought, hey, the moment someone finds out that we've got a hemp t-shirt, they're going to want loads of it. But actually, in reality, it's a long, arduous process of building up a brand, you know, especially when you're competing with people that get their stock for peanuts.
Mad cheap,
you know, so, and we also never really we never really tied into the weed smoking side of it, although obviously we're supporters and advocates of the legalisation of cannabis, but we always thought it would be a bit cheesy to have a hemp t-shirt and then put weed leaves all over it, so we've always stayed clear
of that. That's one thing I really like though, is that your logo, if you didn't know, you wouldn't think that's a weed leaf.
Well, it's funny you say that, because our old logo, I was really...
That was the old logo.
Yeah, the old logo. Sorry, and then, no, it was a bit more hempy, and then we had a meeting, and everyone that I'd employed at the time decided that we needed to reinvent the logo, which is great. Unfortunately, some customer just 2 weeks before had our logo tattooed on him. I had to drop him a line and say, yeah, sorry, mate, but we got a new logo now. But yeah.
But then he's, you know, that's like, bruv, you don't even know about this tattoo. Like, that's, you know, you can walk around saying, like, what do you know about this? That's not the logo. That guy's he's still living life, man.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And the other thing I wanted to ask you was, like, do you think there is ever going to be a point or a time where weed is legal in this country?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really it's the Americans who outlawed it, or had it outlawed in the first place back in the 1930s, and now
break that down for us, please, because some of the road signs, man, them don't
know. Okay, how long have we got? Okay, essentially
William Randolph
Hearst ran all the newspaper and all the timber. He was like a Murdoch timber, of the 1930s.
And so paper.
Anything that was printed on his newspapers, he had the final say, like Murdoch. So through something called yellow journalism, it was essentially propaganda, which was rubbishing the hemp industry. He made it very racist, and he tied in cannabis. He invented the word marijuana, which is kind of a Mexican word, but he really pushed it to the forefront. And he claimed that there were a lot of Mexicans. He was a bit like Trump, actually. He was claiming a lot of Mexicans and a lot of black people going around listening to
jazz.
Satanic jazz, smoking this crazy weed and raping white women. All that
satanic jazz.
Exactly. And he teamed up with a guy called Harry Anslinger, who formed the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, Andrew Mellon Banks, and they essentially just created a massive... And the DuPont family. So DuPont were just gearing up to launch nylon, so synthetic products, and DuPont stands for nylon stands for New York London, which was a collaboration to release this synthetic product. So anything that was natural, they wanted to rubbish. And it was only weeks after the judges had outlawed marijuana that he actually found out he'd pretty much killed the hemp industry, and they priced it out of the market. Then the Yanks refused to do business with any country that was growing hemp, so they systematically just destroyed the industry. And now they've decided, the Americans now decided that, well, it's a great industry because they can tax it, make money off of it, and people's opinions have changed. Now it's over a $6 billion industry in the States. Now everyone else is going to fall like flies. Now the Americans can do it, we can do it.
I mean, that's the thing. There's just so much money behind it. We went to a cannabis industries trade show in Barcelona called Spanabis. Absolutely hilarious.
Spanabis. You have to say Spanabis.
Spanabis. The stands are huge. Two, they're doing so much business. They're, you know, selling, you know,
creative ways to get high.
Yeah,
essentially.
Yeah, creative ways to get high.
And much healthier ways. The days of rolling up a joint with tobacco are dying out, and it's, as you were talking about,
that's real shit right there.
But it's essentially, and people are wanting to drink less, I think, and people are realizing that health benefits of cannabis, and not just as a recreational drug, but also the benefits that you can get from curing cancer. Cannabis is really, really big.
Yeah, on that. People don't want to believe that shit, but it's true
right? Absolutely is.
But pain relief, definitely. I think there's lots of medical studies now that are pretty concrete in terms of how the pain relief is actually more effective with medical marijuana
and
prescription drugs at the moment, without the dangerous side effects of things.
Exactly. Inflammation, what you're talking about.
And this is another thing. Cannabis was always a big threat to the pharmaceutical industry, because if you can grow your own food, your own fuel, your own paper, your own textiles, your own medicine, then why the hell would we need to? And also, like, the big one is Henry Ford built his first one of his first cars entirely from hemp plastic, and Rudolf Diesel designed one of his diesel engines to run off of biomass, which was essentially included cannabis. So if you're going to be able to grow all your own fuel, then you're not going to need all the oil that we go and steal from other countries. So it really flips the pyramid on its head. So it's a very political plant before we started putting political designs over it anyway.
But you feel like now is the time where, because America are like showing, like, yo, you lot can make some dough off of this.
Yeah, they're saying, okay, hey, we're making money off it, so you can go and do it now as well. So, which is nice.
There's still a lot of barriers to go.
There's a lot of barriers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys are going to be chilling for a little minute, isn't it? Because we've got so much more to fit into the show, so you need to keep it locked to Foo Bar Radio.
Much,
no, but it's because it's all so fascinating and it's
just
lovely
Sarah
to have you guys
here. Sounds like that
when
she's saying, because she's saying it really fast, so it sounds like she's trying to rush you off. But we want you to
no,
stay
it's because I'm the only person who's looking at the time during the show. And then I'm like, oh, damn, we've got like 3 minutes.
So, anyway, as you said about weed in the t-shirt.
Normally, I've already got three people in the pub listening to me, so yeah, that's.
Well, you're doing a great job. No, stay tuned to the show because we've still got the open mic coming up. We're also going to be joined by our next hip hop entrepreneur, who is the founder of Tone Coffee Shop. That's London's first hip hop dedicated coffee shop.
So, what's the website, just so people know if they want to find out more info?
shop.thtc.co.uk.
shop.thtc.co.uk.
We're on Instagram and YouTube is THTC, what, THTC Clothing.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll share you all the links on our Twitter well. And Mice has been investigating today about holidays. Like, I'm sure hemp has probably featured in a lot of people's favourite holidays and things. No, Mice has been asking a key question because he needs some inspiration for his upcoming holiday.
Yeah, so what's the best holiday you've been on and why?
Well, I know you go there a lot, but I'd say New Zealand probably.
Yay!
I have to, and
look,
I know
I'm
you're there as well. And Tika Tane. My dad took us there 14 years ago because he wanted us to all move there as a family.
Oh, man.
And sold, and then sadly passed away 6 months after that. So we didn't go, but yeah, I'd love to go back.
New Zealand's a beautiful place. Place as well, actually.
I've been to New Zealand like maybe 13 times. So probably the first time I went was about 14 years ago. But yeah, in the South Island, I've got to see the fjords in New Zealand because apparently they're like the most spectacular in the world. I went to one holiday.
What is a fjord, by the way?
A fjord is a naturally formed canal way that like cuts into the rock. But I went to on I have been on a ferry. I went on a ferry trip up the fjords in. I got taken up the fjord in.
That sounds
like
naughty.
Yeah. Last
we
weekend,
had a little romp around in
the
fjords.
Norway.
Did you get one up the Shard as well?
I got taken up the Shard, yeah. It was wonderful. You should talk to your wife about taking you up the Shard.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll like it.
We had a great one up the Shard. We did. We was rolling around the fjords and then had a little romp with some crumpets after.
I didn't know it was going to go this way.
Yeah, me neither. But hey, I'll take you up the shaft if you want, baby.
Yeah, I actually have to go soon. Yeah.
But no, the fjords in New Zealand, I've got to see them because the ones in Norway, apparently they're not even a tenth of how spectacular they are, and that stuff was so awesome that I was like in tears.
Yeah.
It was just next level.
That's what I need to do is see the Northern Lights.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the Northern Lights because
you've already experienced those Northern Lights.
I'm talking about the real Northern Lights, the ones where you're like, oh shit.
Yeah,
that's,
definitely.
Yeah, okay.
That is on my hit list for sure. And the Midnight Sun, I want to see the Midnight Sun too.
Shout out to Django Man Cub. He said best holiday was when my mum left me at home so she could go away. And I got loads of acid and weed and tripped balls for a week.
He's like, got to go to bed at whatever time he wanted.
That's hilarious, man.
So hit us up with your best holidays that you've ever had because me and Mice need some more inspiration. hiphop@foodbarradio.com.
We still have
this RIP remix to play for you, but first, keep it locked right here, something brand new for you from Cy Philly.
Yo, woo! Listen, yo, it's Philly, yo.
Hey, yo. Yeah.
Yo, you know I'm bringing it back, yo. Oh, I keep bringing it back, yo. Listen, bringing it back, Philly, yeah. You know we're bringing it back, yeah. We keep bringing it back, yeah. Yo. I'm bringing it back to the days when we were spinning them backs. We didn't relax, and niggas were just spitting on tracks. Bringing it back to Dapper Dan and Gazelles. I'm even bringing it back to before LL was rocking the bells. I'm busy standing in my B-boy stance, doing my B-boy dance. Return the shell, blocking my B-boy glance. I'm cooler than Hurt, I'm cooler than that cool Mo-D. When I walk in the streets, I'm making sure that you know me. We just get on blocks and just blasting all this rapper's delight. Instead of this plight, we stood on corners rapping at night. I'm bringing it back to before all that you saw on the net. Back to the days when every rapper wasn't lacking respect. Ayo, for years I've been supporting this thing, rocking my four-finger ring. Back in the day, that's what was thought of as bling. And yo, we knew our fame felt with our name belts. Another medallion you could get that would dispel your name's belt. Ayo, I reminisce in the past when Lucky Fresh and Slick Rick had six
6 minutes. I'm making it last, cause ain't no other culture as fast. And I'm educating the youth just like a history class. So check it out, yo.
We know that he's bringing it back, that he's bringing it back, that he's bringing it back, back. We all know, yo, he's bringing it back, yeah. He's bringing it back, he's bringing it back.
Bringing it back like a Martin McFly to when I started this ride. Before the bling ever started my pride. Back to the days when most rappers dropped the baddest of schemes. Wasn't busting all of these skirts, just the baggiest jeans. It gets me major vex. All of these rappers acting like major X. With major dents, I'm raging and putting back on my Avirex. Back in the days when rappers wasn't rocking the dress. Back to the days when Flavor Flav with the clock on his chest. I'm rocking the best. Bringing it back's my call and my quest. Bringing it back before hip hop was all about West. I'm trying to get it back. Digging the past and find me a better track. Bring back in time before future and all this petty rap, petty crap. These rappers, they ain't speaking for me. I'm trying to speak to peeps and know about who they need to be. Bringing it back to real hip-hop, the beats and the bricks. Back to the days when they last started raising the stakes. And yo, it makes me sick and all I'm seeing is plight. I try to keep it positive for what I read and I write. This culture's moving at the speed of some light. I'm trying to stop hip-hop from crashing and burning like a meteorite. Let's bring it back, yo.
We know that he's bringing it back, that he's bringing it back, that he's bringing it back. We all know, oh, he's bringing it back, yeah. He's bringing it back, oh, yeah. He's bringing it back, bringing it back, yeah.
Cy Philly featuring Jay Lorenzo, produced by Richie Spitz, bringing it back. Check out the album, The 11th Hour. It's super funky fresh. And this is FUBAR Radio. Myself, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy are joined by our special guest, Gav of THTC, and Ash.
Hello.
It's lovely to have you guys here. But like, let the people know, what do they need to know
about THTC? Yeah, so you've got some stuff going on at the moment.
So we were saying earlier, THTC is a social activism brand, an environmentalism brand. And a lot of what we do is enabling our community to actually make a change with, you know, just purchasing an item of clothing. We don't just like put, you know, socially conscious messages on. Like, we actually enable you know, our, you know, people who buy our clothes to actually make a direct effect. So we're running a lot of different campaigns at the moment. Every year at Christmas, we run a campaign with Crisis Help the Homeless. We donate 10% of all of our sales straight to Crisis. Right now we're working with the World Land Trust, an organisation that buys to safeguard a huge chunks of rainforest around the world. And right now, one of our lines of clothing, it's the King David collection. It's I don't know if you guys have seen
it. Oh, to do with David Attenborough.
Yeah. It's got David Attenborough on the front with King David on the bottom. We've got that on a bunch of different items of clothing. 20% of all net sales from that go to the World Land Trust. So you buy a t-shirt, you'll be helping out the environment.
So basically with THTC, you know, you're investing in people who are working hard to do the right thing. And that's not how, you know, there's always that kind of guilt with if you're shopping at you know, H&M,
you go, like, Probios or Armani still.
And so that's what I appreciate so much about you guys, because I understand how hard it is to make these things happen.
Thank you. And just for a shameless little plug, we do have a buy two get one free deal on a lot of our organic cotton range at the moment as well, which is going to last for another couple of weeks as
What's the website again? Hit
shop.thtc.co.uk.
Yes. Sick. Get involved, people. Thank you so much for coming through.
Gavin, Ash, man, I appreciate you lot coming through.
Thank you, guys. Yes. Thanks for having us.
But Mice, something special happened this week.
Yeah, I got
Well, that's not special. That's just standard, isn't
it? It's always special, man. Yeah, you know?
It's always a special moment. No, but the video for DJ Supreme RIP remix dropped. Ooh. And that remix, if those of you would have heard us play the original on the show before, but the remix has just come out that features Dirty Goods, our one and only voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, my Stiggy, but he's sounding a bit more scary on this track.
Yeah, you gotta adapt. So you know how it is. You gotta adapt with your environment, man. You can't. You know, let them hear it and let's find out. But Ramson Bad Bones is on there, and you got three, like DJ Devastate, And
who was on the show last week?
Who's on the show last week? And Star Wars as well. Wars. Jesus, man, they kill it.
Rox the Son of Noise as well is on this track. So, you know, this, remember, you hear all this good stuff right here first on FUBAR Radio. Coming up right after this, we're going to be speaking to Banji, the founder of Tone Coffee Shop. That's London's first hip hop coffee shop.
Let's find out if they've got the kind of coffee, though, that, you know what I mean? DHCC.
Yeah,
DHCC,
they got the goods.
Yeah, boy, let's get
We're linking up. We're building.
Remember where it started. Where you heard it first, brother lovers.
All these exclusives.
Yeah, let's go.
But let's get into this. This is DJ Supreme R.I.P. Remix.
I'm a bury the favorite in a sun war. Boy, I got dead from a step in a cypher. Me will light up a boy like New York. Make him know London's concrete. Don't know when I take no chat. We run things, we don't make things run with. And we ain't got no love for the system. Act like you know that I'm active. I'm on the front line with a rifle. These bars are Babylon burners. Them boys are my piss in the trap. Come round me, I'm snatching the chain. Every man here is trying to make G's, come on. It's survival of the fittest, I'm a hustle and my hustle's unknockable. This is straight from the source. We wanna know if you're as hard as you say that you are. Can none of these boys be as rugged as Haven't you heard that I'm about my Dirty Goods DG, aka Kinga, stinging MCs like None of these boys be as rugged as Haven't you heard that I'm about my Dirty Goods DG.
Came here to distress this era. Summon from the depths of terror. Every step's a tremor when heading to this get together. Resting never, not until every head gets severed from his reptilian next whenever. The sword swung to cause numbness. The four tongues, of course, son. They'll run, yes, the war's done. Ah, slap an amateur trying to match the caliber. When lacking all the stamina and the grasp vernacular. Before other immortals all running through portal doors, coming to torture all. Even the death of court listening to the mortician. Whose real diction has the floor splitting while his jaws twitching, ever caught slipping. On a damn word, the rap learned with Asperger's. All mass murder, you cat burglars. As he stands about 1,000 feet tall, with the last survivor of the battle pre-cruel, you can.
With no parachutes, permanently paralyzed on camera as the peril shoots. That's proof in a hazmat suit, that's acid proof. It's a better than a newcomer with the juice that'll switch a move. That's a two or two bucker. Soup rapper muscle enhancement can't do nothing when I'm drunk off the blood of the Mars. But no saga, fuck the karma, misfeature. Rental MCs are the error of a whole error. Never hide and seek with the Grim Reaper. Backbones in 3D, better call the pallbearers.
Don't forget one thing.
What?
We're gonna need more confidence.
It's the return of four henchmen known to lift heavy bars. Bubble whenever they trouble the squad, go hard. Guillotine, get it supreme. Rock, lyrical gangbanger, reload the magazine. War machine, rock, get a pin, I'm killing. We're written words to my sticky. Goods burning the ism, send them back to hell for going against the grain. Recognition for these demo boys, you know the name. Like a flame when I'm attacking a clone. Known for setting levels in the upper echelon. Fuck you, beat them to death in the octagon. Little finger to a pussy, I'ma show you walk on. To a back, gorilla guard, still a one I attack. If you don't give a fuck, are you giving a fuck back?
Fuck that.
It's all about the culture for sure. Death to enemies and anyone who wants war.
Presents
The Hannah Whitton Show.
My sex ed in school was like I had to put a condom on a test tube. Mine started rolling back up because I'd put it on the wrong way around. That education was very sex negative. Here's how you don't get pregnant. Here's how you don't get an STI. Look at all these disgusting STIs. For years, I thought that if anyone had an STI, I was like, you're disgusting. And now I know some friends of mine that have like had chlamydia, gonorrhea, blah, blah, blah. So go get checked out down below.
Every Wednesday,
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, so anyway, back to our regularly scheduled program about
But that last track, DJ Supreme RIP remix, definitely check it out. And the video is out now, which is just like loads of fun as
banana,
well.
Banana. Go to YouTube, search for DJ Supreme RIP remix. It features Dirty Goods, Mice Diggy, Ramson Bad Bones, and Q Rock of Son of Noise, and it's a killer. DJ Devastate, DJ Star Wars as well. How can I forget, man? Them lot's cuts are just like, what?
Mm-hmm. Beasting.
I felt like shit. I want to learn how to do that shit,
I
man.
I know. Crazy. And that's what great artists make you do right now. But,
for me, it's like the honor of being able to be on a track with people that, you know, like, and it's like, you know, I'm like 10 or 11 or something. My friend's older brother's playing me tunes of all this hip hop shit, you know, from Rakim, EPMD, to frigging Gunshot and Hard Noise and all that. And you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden I'm like, shit, I'm on a track with these people that paved the way for so many of us, you know?
Anyway,
I'm going to get all emotional right now, but we have
to... You held it down and you represented for us.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and the other thing as well is I've mentioned it on a couple comments. I've said like, sometimes it feels a bit like some of the older heads don't really, you know, show us love, but even give us a chance, even give some of the newer rappers a listen to go like, oh, right, they're representing or whatnot. But this is something that has kind of bridged that gap, you know, like Supreme doing that has made, I've seen the comments where there's a bunch of people that were like, oh, I wasn't even sure about the other rappers because I've never heard of them. Man's been doing this 15 years and you're like, you ain't never heard of them.
I know.
But then they're saying everybody slayed it. So, you know, for that, it's like, I feel at least something's being accomplished there. So big up DJ Supreme and Q Rock.
I know a lot of that was the initiative behind it. They wanted to make sure that people, we were joining the gap between the generations, well, you know, just linking generations up. But right now we're joined in the studio by our next guest, another hip-hop entrepreneur. I'm loving this is like Dragon's Den. This show is sponsored by Dragon's Road Juice,
Road Science, and Dragon.
Den.
Mandem's Den.
Mandem's
Den. Mandem's Den. Big up Tom, man. We got Banji here from the hip-hop coffee shop.
The Tone coffee shop, which is the Hip Hop Coffee Shop.
Oh, so it's Tone Coffee Shop.
Tone Coffee Shop.
Hip Hop Coffee Shop. Where is the coffee shop?
So we're in Highbury, Blackstock Road, 176 Blackstock Road, not far from Finsbury Park, not far from the Super Gunner Stadium. We're selling a crazy coffee, so you know what I mean.
What kind of coffee are you selling there?
Don't sell crazy coffee because you're going to get excited.
You know, if you got like a little percentage or something in there,
it ain't that crazy. Okay, you know what I mean? It ain't that crazy.
But so break it down then. How is this a hip hop coffee shop?
Right, so the way it works is like this. It's somewhere to go and relax, chill, by taking them hip-hop vibes. Mm. So all the artwork on the wall is hip-hop related, but it's done by independent artists. It's all for sale. So we do exhibitions of the artwork, the graph work, the photography, whatever it may be. On top of that, we have the decks out 24/7. The decks are always out. Vinyls are spinning, the old school to the new school.
Who's DJing?
Well, you know what? I can cut on my right hand, I just can't cut on my left hand.
Nice.
You know what I mean? But we have guest DJs come through. We've had a whole host, DJ Mad Hands, have come through. We've had Ivan, we had 210. We've had a whole load of people come through, DJing, MCs coming through. Mm. We're doing guest MCing, guest Michael Parkinson, Joker Star, have all come through doing bits and pieces.
Mm. Why did you want to do this in the first place?
Okay, right, so we've all been around. We've all been walking around and said, well, I'm going to go and chill. Now, you don't always want to go to a bar. You don't always want to go clubbing. Mm. You might want to just go and get a coffee, a tea, something cool.
And you don't necessarily want to have to listen to Adele.
Word up.
DJ Sarah Love, I'm not going to have sit here and let you diss one of the most emotional ass singers who's won a bunch of Grammys, a bunch of Oscars, and a bunch of other shit that I don't even really know about, but she means something to this country, so I'm not going to sit here and let you say that about Adele, because when I get emotional, I listen to some Adele. That's all I'm going to put out there. But yeah,
thug tears. It's a real thug tears. But yes.
Yeah, so that was it. It was like, you know, I want to go somewhere and chill, listen to the kind of music I want to listen to. And there was nowhere. So I said, well, if no one else is going to do it, I may as well do it myself. And so the birth of Tone Coffee Shop was there.
Wow. And like, I mean, there's a lot that goes into opening up a coffee shop. You can't just like go, yeah. How did you manage to get in Highbury of all places?
Okay, right. So this is how it works. Anyone who's tried to open up a shop knows it costs way too much money.
Yeah.
So we've done the pop-up route. So and originally we were in Old Street in the tube station.
Oh, wow. You were in like the
Right in the centre. Made some crazy connections.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right
in terms of pop-up style, yeah?
Yeah. In pop-up style.
And how easy was that hard or was it?
No, it was cool. Went online, just, you know, went through one or two websites and it was cool like that. And so then we moved on.
I'm sorry.
Then we moved on to Highbury, so, you know, which is, I think it's a bit more real around this area rather than in Old Street. Old Street's cool, don't get me wrong, but yeah.
Preach! Preach, brother. And what is this, just a summertime thing or?
Well, you know what, it isn't, but it is. So this is a pop-up as well in Highbury. So we've got a few more weeks to go in Highbury.
What's the address again, just so people
176 Blackstock Road.
Yeah, just making sure.
N51HA.
I've got to say, like, I'm someone where I keep seeing, like, in my
feed.
No, not in the virtual pub, but in real life. Like, we're seeing...
on road.
On road.
Is that on your feed or on road?
Because that's how I roll. I'm real like that. I'm old school like that. In my my local tube station, I saw a new... That's how real I am. I take the tube, all right? That's how old school.
No Uber around here, fam. I don't know about no apps or no Uber apps.
Honestly, I can't get Uber to work on my phone.
But I don't even use an Oyster. I'm still buying tickets out here. I don't even use... That's how old school I am.
I don't want the CIA watching me.
I'm still jumping the
turnstile. Sneaking in behind people.
Yeah.
Sneaking in behind people. Is that one about me still open?
It's up someone's butty.
But I keep seeing, like, the one that killed me in Seven Sisters Road. I saw a Costa Coffee open in where Body Music needed used to be.
Wow. That must have hurt. She stood up to say that.
I've got to say, to me, when I see a coffee shop open, I'm like, okay, this is the beginning of the end.
Yeah, word up. There is more coffee shop than people in London. Do you know what I mean?
You know, there's more coffee shops in America. There's more gun stores in America than Starbucks.
I can believe that.
Is it?
Yes.
There's a lot of guns.
Wow. Yes.
There's a lot of guns.
What about McDonald's, though?
I think it's something crazy. Like, it's Starbucks and another massive shop, which I can't remember, but them combined, there's more gun shops than all of them combined.
Yeah. No wonder the police are like, yo, we need to use these shits. No wonder they're fucking shooting people left, right, and centre.
I thought you were talking about the coffee.
Well, I'm just saying.
I thought you were saying why they always drinking coffee.
That's a good point.
Well, maybe that's a factor that hasn't been explored yet.
Fucking irate police full of testosterone and caffeine.
It's
and
all
bullets,
your fault.
Like guns, just walking around with like. So that's why people are talking. I walk around with three guns. I got one here, one on my hip, one on my. That's not even a police officer. That's like just the regular dude.
In Texas.
Just to go get a coffee, I've got three guns on me.
In Texas, you can open carry with no license. You don't need it, and you can open carry a weapon without a license in Texas.
Well, you can just roll around like you're in a field, like you're in Lethal Weapon or something.
Like you can, there's states in America where you can walk with an assault rifle, like a machine gun on your back, just open. Like you'll see people at a checkout in Costco or something with just like a machine gun on their back.
Anyway, normality.
We digress.
Back to normality,
that's
man.
That's the other sponsor of this show. It's called We Digress.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, sometimes I think to myself, we don't need any more
coffee shops.
Bloody coffee shops. But in your case,
it's needed.
It is needed. And it's I appreciate that there's somewhere that I can go, a home from home.
Exactly. Now, because one of the things we're trying to highlight, it's kind of difficult because I didn't want to call it a coffee shop originally.
Why not?
Because the coffee shop element isn't the main part. That's
And also you got like, especially with the way people talk about, what's that place, you know, like the place that sells overly expensive breakfast and all that kind of shit.
You don't want them to look at you like that, oh my god.
It's another trendy coffee shop. Where they play Snoop Dogg and
I got chastised. What's the right word? Quizzed. I got quizzed.
Okay.
When I first opened it up. So I was up in Old Street and Comanche Sly passed by.
Comanche Sly, the legendary hijack.
Comanche Sly, he's like, hey.
How come you calling this a hip hop coffee shop? What makes you hip hop? I mean,
wow. I can imagine he did it with that afro.
Oh, yeah, but he had his cap on, he was cool.
Oh, okay.
You know, but I said, no, I've been around a little bit. You know, I've been a couple bars.
I can vouch for that.
I knew my Stiggy way before my Stiggy was my Stiggy. Way back. And so, you know, I've been around. And so we got in conversating about the whole hip hop thing and how it's going to be authentic. Do you know what I mean? And that's going to be the vibe. That's what it's all about.
Was he satisfied with the answer you gave
More
him?
More than satisfied.
Well, Comanche Sly is no pushover. Exactly. So if you satisfied him, you know, with your hip hop credentials, that's official. I mean, that's a pioneer. Definitely. Big up to Hijack.
Yeah, I mean, like, one of the things we're trying to do as well is with the whole exhibition thing. And he's kind of, I don't know how involved with the B-Boy documents. Don't know if you're familiar with the B-Boy documents thing. And so hopefully they're going to come through and do a little exhibition in there.
Hopefully.
I'm trying to get hold of Bunny, but Bunny...
Bunny Bread.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a busy guy, though,
he's all over the place. I can't hold him down.
He's gone down some rabbit hole. If I know Bunny, he's down some rabbit hole somewhere working hard, boy.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we got in the pipeline. So, yeah.
So you got good coffee...
The greatest coffee. But you know what? The coffee is part of it. But I mean, the coffee is off the scale. So if you're a coffee lover, believe me, it's like our own personal blend, our own personal brand. You can't buy it nowhere else. But we're also very much on the whole herbal tea.
Where have you sourced it from? Just to...
It's ethically, first of all, it's ethically sourced from three different countries, Brazil, El Salvador, and India.
Ethically sourced. See, you see, you know how we married up THTC with Tone Coffee Shop.
Where can I get this? Where can I get this ethical source from? Still, like?
You know what I mean, Tone Coffee Shop. That's where you get that. You know what I mean?
So right, you've got coffee, and you said the herbal tea. Talk to me about this.
So the tea thing. You know, because I had to get educated on. I didn't really know too much about the whole leaf tea thing. So I went and did the whole Chinese tea course. You know, got myself all educated on that.
He's official. You know,
I'm loving it.
You know, I'm more barista trained up, you know what I mean? That's all I gets down. But now the tea thing's cool because we know how medicinal tea can be.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Yep. And so I very much, I'm on that part. You know, we have a whole range of teas for people to come in, you know, caffeine free as well. So you can do all that. Plus all you know, the snacks and stuff are independently made. Do you know what I mean?
You got organic snacks.
Organic stuff. Even for those vegans and all the vegans need to be represented. You know what I mean? So it's all that good stuff's there. So, you know, if you like that, come through.
That's wicked, man. And
you're on Blackstock Road.
Blackstock Road. 176 Blackstock Road, N5. 1HA.
And props to Tom because he just came from the coffee shop here to do this.
He's wearing literally his barista.
My apron,
that's the word.
So did you have to study doing the whole barista thing?
Yeah,
right?
when I did that, got myself trained up. It's cool, you know, got to
so
do
you
that
can make
thing.
A little right, bam bam.
Can you do a heart on top of the coffee for me?
I'll do a heart just for you.
Aww. He can be like, I bet Tony, if I know Tony, he can go bam 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 bam. You're like, what is that? Oh, 779. Yeah, my number, bitch.
No,
on the coffee. Imagine that.
That's
pimping. You know you got to work for that way. That's pimping.
You've got to diversify, man. You've got to take
with the
sprinkles.
That's right. Your little number there. This free, bitch.
Do you ask people for their name when they order the coffee?
I hate that at Starbucks.
I avoid going to Starbucks. I know. I'm like, why do you need my name? I just tell them John. If I ever, I'm like, John. And then they look at me, I'm like, yeah, John.
Yeah,
right. So back off. But no, I avoid going to those kind of places.
No, you don't need
to
go there anymore.
No, I can't even remember the last time I went
there. You can come through, you can get a chai tea and listen to Kool G Rap.
Wow.
What more do you want? What more do you want?
I like how he was looking at me saying chai tea and listen to Kool G Rap. Is that the kind of
vanilla chai?
That's what I see in front of me.
Yeah, you look like a vanilla chai type of bitch. You know what I'm saying? You don't look like you be drinking no green tea, no black tea.
I know. I have been detoxing on caffeine actually. So that's good that you've got.
What,
the
using caffeine to detox or? Not having caffeine.
Because then I just started thinking, why am I drinking caffeine? I don't need caffeine.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm sometimes you need some caffeine. If you're going Boomtown, you'd at least need some caffeine. I'll tell you that right
now. you better
get high on
sight.
Like,
no, but yo. I think this is wonderful, and I really want to see you continue this, like, yeah, you know, yeah, beyond yeah, just yeah, this yeah. year.
Most so, is there a website or anything?
Yeah. Everything's Tone Coffee Shop. So, you've got www.tonecoffeeshop.com. Mm-hmm. At Tone Coffee Shop on Twitter and Tone Coffee Shop on Instagram. You can hit me up on any one of them, see what's going on. Like I say, one of our big things, we have a lot of events.
Yeah.
We hold a lot of events. You know, yeah. We have single releases, EP releases, we have debate
live
evenings,
showcases.
Live showcases,
art.
Guest DJs.
I gotta come down, man.
I didn't even know it was him who had the coffee shop. That's crazy. I've known this guy for
years.
That's how long. I can't even say it properly.
Yeah. Like, with the debates, especially, I mean, I would love to get some of you lot through on some of the debates we've been having.
Hello, bruv, man. That's
well, you know you came to the right people.
Yeah,
you need two people with strong opinions.
Hey, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
We can roll with the road science.
Yeah, I bring my road science there. You get me? Like, man, we'll break down some things because it's all scientifically proven. You get me?
Tom,
so one more time, what's the address?
The address, 176 Blackstock Road. N51HA, not far from Highbury Stadium, not far from Emirates Stadium, not far from Finsbury Park Station. Easy to find.
Yeah.
Props to Tone, man. That's really
thank
good,
you for
man.
Coming through,
it's good
Brandy,
to see someone with a passion like that making it happen as well.
For having me on.
And look forward to seeing
Enjoy
you down
it.
At the coffee shop.
Yes.
But coming up soon, we are going to be joined by Tenchu in
killer
the studio.
MC
Killer MC.
Jeez.
And it's that open mic time
to this
coming
life.
Up. So keep it locked to Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And Mice Diggy, you fast.
Myself, place it all on my shoulders and give it my all like heavy lifting. No gain without tears and sweat. They claim blue skies with white clouds, steady drifting. When pain come to get you, it hit you like flow. Better times will pick you. Do what you gotta do. To earn focus in the stormy weather, come out the tunnel to the light, saying. Shades of epiphany, can't let it get to me. Move so differently, do it so swiftly. Ease into my style, lay mine down, king be crowned. Look at me now, teaching my classes by the masses. Used to gangbang, used to love the clashes. Now cash is the only motivation, but not for me, G. I'm in the public relations. That's food for your daylight soul, word to the letter.
Give me no excuse. Bigger the headache, bigger the pill. The harder you fall, stronger the will. We came from the back of the bus, talking watch the mobile. Now we own a house on the hill. Struggle went from filling your gas tank. The bank wasn't filling your loan. The OT couldn't cover the bills. So life came with a couple of spills. But we gon' use that pain for fuel, so
give me no excuses.
Something brand new from De La Soul, and
means
so that's off the new album, is that?
That's off the new album, yes.
Featuring and Snoop Dogg,
yeah. And they've got a whole host of dope features on the album, including Rock Marciano, who we heard earlier in the show today. Yeah, and Maceo of De La Soul was on the show last week. So if you missed out on that, hit up the website foodbarradio.com/hiphop, where we bring you all that good stuff every Monday 4 till 6 p.m. And right now we're joined by a superstar MC, Mike Eaton Monster.
Super MC, aka Tenchu the Assassin. Yo. What are you saying, brother?
Yo, what's happening, Mike?
What is
man?
Going on? Good to see you here, man. Well, finally, as well, you know. This is one of the MCs I was like, yo, because we're doing this open mic, I definitely got to hear this guy. Obviously, when you're ready, like, there's no point in getting people on if they ain't got something to push. I just, you know, just a little word for MCs out there eager to get on. If you got something out there you're ready to push, it's better to come then, because then we could talk about it and, of course, demolish the open mic like you're supposed to. So, Tenchu, you got something out right now, innit? There's a vinyl and CD I see floating about.
Yeah. My EP, Panic Room 9, right here, man. Just released it in May. And, yes, got a good reception so far.
I've been hearing a lot of talk about it, man.
Is that your first release?
Nah, it's the second.
Your second release. So when did the first one come out?
2011.
And what was that? The birth of you as an MC?
Yep, it was coincidentally. Actually, I did a promo EP in 2008, which, you know, I just put out on that piff and that. But I feel like Scary Movie, that was the title of my first album, by the way, was the birth for me, really. Like, you know, it was because I was waiting to put an album out for so long, you know, it was just...
Well, that's what I was going to say, because you're saying the birth as an MC, but I've known you've been about for a bit, like, on the freestyle battle tip, more so, and you weren't even bothered about putting out music at that time, innit? You kind of were just doing it because you just enjoyed... And this guy's a sick freestyler as well, like...
Can he wait?
Well, this is the thing, you know, I put this promo EP out in 2008. That was before I started, like, getting heavily involved in the battle circuit.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and the thing
Well, that's the Dat Piff one you just mentioned.
That's the one. And, like, it got a good reception locally, but, you know, no one really felt enthused to get it, you know, outside of my area because they didn't know who I was, you know? So I figured I'd have to do something drastic to... you know,
to prove
exactly that, you know, just to get their attention.
Oh, and then that was where you were like, okay, let me get on this battle thing and let me show people what I'm about.
And he
started demolishing people. You know, this guy is part of the reason certain, I'm not going to mention the names because you don't need to, but certain brands are as big as they are because they saw MCs like him doing what he was doing, you know? Like, there are a few little, like, battle organizations or... You know, like, I can't remember what their name was now, but it's because of the MCs why people are even showing them love or coming to the events. And Tenchu was one of them sort of MCs where people want to go and see him because
their whole rep is built on, you know, what you guys do as performers and how you bring it, you know. And how are you someone where you're just firmly all about that whole battle thing or are you that was the means to a different ends?
That's like you were saying, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, you know, just means to a different ends, really. Like, I got involved because, I noticed everybody loved battling, you know, everyone for many years, you know, before I even got involved, you know, because, you know, the first battle I had, like, in the UK, a big one, was, like, 2009. That was on Don't Flop. And, But that weren't the first battle I had.
I'm joking. Yeah, go.
Man,
I did say
on.
We wouldn't mention it. Yeah. But it's okay, you've done it. Welcome to hell.
Well, you know, I done jump off as well if that balances it out.
No, I'm joking. Yeah.
We don't
but
want no beef.
Semi-joke. Yeah.
But yeah.
Bring it.
But basically, you know, I noticed people liked battling and I figured it was easy promotion. So,
it's a good way to get people interested in an MC because, but do you find that transition from being a battle rapper to an artist, you know, putting out music is quite rocky, quite hard? Or
if you're unfamiliar with the two different
making music,
art forms, then because there's a lot of people out there who, you know, they make music and there's a lot of people out there who just battle. And if you're not familiar with, you know, both of them, then it's going to be hard to make
transition.
The transition. Exactly. Yeah. Took the word right out of my mouth.
And not everybody's necessarily got that musical ear. You know, they might be a crazy freestyler or battler kind of thing, but there's a difference
the music,
craft to be able to putting a song together.
Hey, you know what I mean? I'm not going
to. Respect to all battle rappers out
shout
there.
Shout to
you
all battle rappers,
you,
but there are some battle rappers where it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you hear them battling, you're like, this guy's crazy. Then you hear the music and you're like, how the fuck did, like, just put the battle raps on the beat. Like, don't do all this weird shit. You know what I mean? So that's really interesting to hear, man. But
you know what? First of all, shout out to Syfy locked into the show, and all you silent listeners, hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com.
Yeah,
shout
out to Sally. Sally Freckles is locked in.
Sally Freckles, what's up? But yeah, we're kind of running out of time, and I know that you're one of these people who's just got bars for days and you're going to actually eat this microphone. So I want to get into some of this so then we can hear as much as
let me just say, Adam, just order some new mics now because they're all about to be demolished.
They're about to get burnt up.
Yeah, they're about to get fucked up.
And
you need headphones first of all before
we
even try and start.
Yes.
And let's make sure you can hear the music because I don't want none of this shit to fuck up right here. We got
Tetchu,
the assassin, right now.
And remember, MCs and producers, if you want to feature on the open mic, you got to send us your music through to hiphop@foodbarradio.com. This week's producer featured on the open mic is Alien Shades, aka A-Star 13. He's on the production tonight for us, and we have our special guest in the studio about to rip it down. Tenchu, are you ready to do this?
Yeah, 100.
Okay, let's hit this beat.
I'll remind you, mother lovers, that Tenchu has an EP out right now, Panic Room 9, produced by Ill Move Sporadic.
Yeah, man.
Sick. All right, that's out right now. But you're going to hear something special from the man Tenchu.
Bars. Yeah.
Bars.
Yo, shout out A-Star 13, man.
Yeah.
Beats fire.
A-Star.
Right. Yo.
Uh-oh.
Panic Room. Go get that. StarchRecords.com. Order the vinyl. Yeah.
Be loud enough?
Little bit louder, please.
Little bit louder there. Little bit louder.
Yo. Check it out. Yo. Yo. The G Squadron. Out to keep a clean conscience. I mix weed with bee pollen. I'm fire, bionic man like Steve Austin. Me to raps like Razel to beatboxing. I'm in it till it's mission complete. I reduce ill MCs into miniature fleas. A full circle, a listener speak. And my ears burn at 360 degrees. Spoken of like the planet creator. Still keep it peace with a pacifist nature. But you arrogant fakers make my character change up like Vlad the Impaler when he morphed in a Dracula later. I damage any mangle a faker, dismantle a skater, make the fuck show erratic behavior, and make a metro break down like mechanical failure. But boy it up, you get destroyed by the royal flush. Everyone out for me, as if I had oil blood. Annoying us, ain't no gonna ploy you, cause see, no one wanna touch you, you're like a toilet brush. It's set in stone that you're unadvanced. I raise the bar like drug enhanced upper arms. I get a blowy from a subtle glance. I got an abundant charm, I could draw women with the storage dance. The deep memorable scene sentinel with a brain containing unique chemicals. This text from your ex speaks decibels. It says she got nothing on, like she got a free schedule.
blood, I won't die for fame. You got more chance seeing Mice Diggy on low life again. I slowly evolve to a bold giant frame. Have you all looking up like a low flying plane. This is real music, perennial. I still do this. These long words make you feel stupid. Then it's the menace rappers, come underqualified. They chat shit, get confronted, then apologize. We don't rate that. It's cowardly, undoubtedly. Had the top don't flop, drops on the power beat. Light skinned dudes, we always hit the mountain peak. Ice T, Ludacris, Redman, and now it's me. Chaos starter, bruise you up like a stale banana. I stay like a wavy barber. You ain't shit but a dick. Remember Lady Gaga? Tend you. I'm hard body like plated armor. Imagine Jesus rapping speeches. Your whack releases will smash the shattered pieces, rendered paraplegic. Before the EP, the only 12 inch I had was a flaccid penis. These idiot cats trying so hard to make syllables match with all this technicality, but you're missing the facts. No one here wants to hear a rhythmless rap. That's like putting sugar on a chicken kebab. A shell of beauty there to hide the hideous fad. It's like you did 1,000 kick ups but you're dribbling whack. I'm lyricism to the pinnacle of critical mass. Yo, it's all making sense. Look, all I really want is a Mercedes Benz. Hit my face in an ATM raid attempt, but the shit got caught on surveillance lens, so I blamed it all on laser lens. That's the whole reason he gone missing. I run street like I was caught shoplifting. The plot thickens. Frostbitten from long chilling, I make God listen to my songs written. In the midst of an episode, perform free, middle finger, I tell them no. Illovision and telescopes, when I freestyle, I'm Drake. I'll be spitting shit that I never wrote. The empire of Enzyme Esquire. 1,000 roaches rolled from your event flyer. I get the dreads like yes, Aya. Shit on his head like an expired egg timer. You can't outdo the greatness. Just know the fuck this is. You're not allowed to mistake it. Your flow sound new, but the style used is basic. You got Twitter hype from accounts you created. Shining like a bright red laser. So dope I win rap battles wearing high-tech trainers. So piss off and run the lick off. Man, you got an album out for free download, and it's still a rip-off. Hip-hop on house arrest. For our sets, we came in a spray more than a shower head of a power jet. Got doubters vexed from a mountain of town respect. Only thing you got down to a T is the alphabet. Bow your head to the reputation, or get found in cemented pavement on the...
Jeez. Yo, yo, you are locked into FUBAR Radio. Tenchu right now on the mic, mother lovers. This is the FUBAR Radio open mic. Of course, the beat is here by Alien Shades, aka A-Star 13. The EP is out, Panic Room 9, produced by Ill Mood Sporadic. MCs, if you want to get on here, send us some music. Subject, it's got to be open mic. Just send some music. Not too much, yeah? Beat producers, if you want to get on here, just send 4 1-minute snippets and make sure in the subject it says beat for open mic or open mic beat. That's hiphop at foodbarradio.com. Right now, this is how it's supposed to be done. You hear the beat, you hear the MC. Yo, tension, man. Carry on, bruv. Keep going, bruv. Okay. You got a few more minutes.
Go on, go, go.
Yo, check it out. Panic Room 9. Go get that.
Out now.
Yo, yo. MCs, they try to diss me. Yo, shout out to Mice Diggy and Cy Philly. Yo, whack rappers, they try to diss me. Man, I don't show guys pity. This is off the top, on the spot. Yeah, you get your noggin chopped. Believe me, I've lost the plot. Up here at FUBAR Radio. Trust me, I've got that Busta Rhymes woo-ha crazy flow. Trust me, and MCs, they recognize. When I come, they get John Coffey'd, electrified. You better step aside, this is something that you'll memorize. MCs, no, I never die. I commit genocide, kinda like a Saget move. MCs show attitude. Understand I'm damaging crews. When I come sweet like passion fruits. MCs, they don't ever wanna step. Yo, I sever off their head. Understand, you know that I'm belittling their rep. I didn't get the word right. It don't matter, I burn mics, I earn stripes. Moving fast like cars on turnpikes. Word life, man, you better know that. It hits hard like a blowback. Make you go back to where you came from. Back to day one, yo, the blade swung. MCs get stabbed if they got snake tongues. I get the rhyme right, yo. I do more in a day than you in your lifetime. Yo, I come through, let my light shine. Why would you try rhyme against Tenchu? I leave both your eyes blind. Yo, yo, it's slumber time. So go out, get Panic Room number 9. Yo, I'ma say it another time.
go out, get panic room number nine. Yes.
Hey, take two, man. Fucking glad we got you up here, bro, yes. Man. Killed it.
Thank you so much. Remind the people all the links of how they could track you down. I know there's enough people going to be hearing you and thinking, I need to see more of this dude.
Yeah.
Okay, man. That's at Tenshu Assassin on Twitter. There's Tenshu on Facebook. I got my fan page, TENCHOO. Don't confuse the U. You know, that's double O. There's no U in it, you know. Mm. And, yeah, starchrecords.com. If you like what you heard, you know, you want to cop the EP,
wicked,
go get it from starchrecords.com. It's also on iTunes and Spotify if you want the digital. Shout out to Ilmu Sporadic, you know, shout out to everyone who tuned in, you know, my girlfriend, everyone, man, you know what I mean? All my peeps, I'm talking Haji, Shucks, you know. All the peeps, man.
Yeah, don't get offended if you couldn't remember, because he just fucked up this open mic. So fuck you if you feel offended by him not remembering your name. Yo, shout out to Alien
so
Shades,
much.
AKA A-Star 13, one more time. Yeah. Yo, is it time now?
It's time now.
It's time for Sarah Love to start talking really quickly.
Thank you so much, Tenshu, for coming through to the show. Gav from THTC, Banji from Time Coffee Shop, and you, the listeners, this show is all about you. Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com. We love hearing from you. Next week is Bank Holiday Monday, yeah. So we're chilling.
I'll see you like at Carnival. Fuck that, I ain't chilling for shit. I'll see you at Carnival. I'll be winding up. Oh, no, I won't be actually. My wife won't be there. So.
No, you won't be winding up.
I'll be winding up on my own.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Up next is Badger Friendship. Thank you so much for coming through, Tim. Nah, that was absolutely lovely. And you know, it's that time where we spread the word of unity.
Love.
And
unity.
Sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah, unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives. Can't you see? We need a little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity.